There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and bless His name. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's all about you. This is why we are here. This is why we do the things that we do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you. Lift your hands and just bless Him, church. Bless Him tonight. Sheta baba baba na kata prondo suprada. Zinde bala kurasata brendi jalabose. Oh, we bless you, we bless you. We lift our hands to the heavens and we bless you, the maker of all good things, the one who decides the destinies of men before time. Bless His name. Shaba balada balada.
You are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God.
Help me worship Him.
And right now, through the good times, you are on your throne. You are God.
Sing it one more time. You're God alone.
You are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now,
bless Him for your life. Bless Him for our students. We are proud of them. He's done a mighty work in their lives. Nemba sudola karado sebe de balada bakarya na balada bab. Rakata babaka prande gede preji satalia bakorasa da balada bakate prege de balada bash. Rakaba baba masata brandisha de balada bos. It's for your glory. It's for your kingdom. For your majesty. To see your kingdom come, to see the nations bow at your name. Mambre da sheleke prandi zabalia kaprado sotola bakaria da balada. It's all because we love you. It's all because we are desperately passionate about your kingdom. We love what you love. We hate what you hate. We subscribe to your policy. We subscribe to your government.
With everything, we will shout for your glory. With everything, we will shout for your praise. With everything, say,
with everything
we have,
this
is why we live. We will shout for your glory. With everything, we will shout for your praise. Shout for you.
your glory. With everything. With everything. I will teach for your glory. With everything. With everything. I will sing for your glory. With everything. With everything. I will give for your glory. Father, we declare that we love you. This is why we do everything that we do. This is why we teach. This is why we preach. This is why we abstain from every appearance of evil. This is why we are passionate about you. We live to see your kingdom come. Father, we thank you. There are not many reasons why we do these things. For your glory, to see your kingdom come, to see the nations change, to transform destinies. This is why we do these things that we do. Hallelujah. Bless him once again for your life and for the privilege. For the privilege of being part of what God is doing. Yes, Lord, we give you praise.
Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Let his name be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Let my King be lifted.
Welcome everyone. Tonight is a great time. We're not only celebrating the word of God, we're graduating our students, and we give him all the praise. I thought he would celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank him for the power of vision. We thank him for wisdom. We thank him for leadership. We thank him for grace. We thank him for counsel. We thank him for good people. We thank him for the gift of genuine people. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hug one another. Greet one another. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. We have a special guest in our midst today, Pastor Tula, pastor of CGC. Celebrate him. Come on, Koinonia. Celebrate the grace. We bless you, sir. We honor you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Now, we have to be very, very fast. School of Ministry students, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, they deserve to clap. And laugh and shout. Hallelujah. They are conquerors. More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Now I apologize. The principal is not around. Bishop, he couldn't make it. So I'll just read his speech. We'll start right away. So permit me if I just read his speech. He sent his speech. And he sent his congratulatory message. It's my pleasure to congratulate the maiden graduating students of ENI School of Ministry. The journey began some months ago, and today we are glad to see you beautifully dressed with hearts full of butterflies. This is Bishop. I'm reading. I'm principal now. I'm principal. Hallelujah. Such is life. Nothing free is worth a dime. You paid the price and took pains to go through every bit of the school's activities with an intention to get you acquainted and well equipped with the basic principles of Christianity and ministry. Your graduation is a commissioning and inspiration to go for greater realms of knowledge and kingdom impact. It is imperative that you remember the following. Number one, the basic course was intended to whet your appetite for greater learning. This is very important. You may graduate tonight, but learning does not stop. Go for knowledge in your chosen area of calling, equipping yourself with all that you need to deliver effectively. Job 36 verse 3 says, I will fetch my knowledge from afar. Hallelujah. Number two, be willing to teach the body of Christ all the truth that you have acquired. By doing so, the gross ignorance of God's counsel in the church today will be prevented. 1 Timothy 3 verse 2 says, to be apt to teach. Hallelujah. So not only have you been trained and prepared and equipped, you must be apt to teach and dispense the knowledge. Number three, don't let the noise of the opinion of others drown out your own conviction and intuition. This is very powerful. Have courage to follow your own heart while you don't take for granted the vital ingredient of submission to an earthly authority, a man or a friend over your life for accountability. Hallelujah. Very important. You must be men of conviction and respect authority. Number four, in a world of presumption and haste, bend your knees and ask like Paul in the book of Acts chapter 9 verse 6. He said, what will you have me do? For therein lies divine direction and obedience to God. This is very powerful. It's easy for us to have the knowledge that we have gotten and be puffed up by that knowledge. We must seek God and seek His will at every point in our lives. I want to appreciate Apostle Joshua Selman for his incessant labor and relentless commitment to building the students in all ramifications. Professor J.S. Marie, please celebrate him, her daddy, for his fatherly advice and moral support. Pastor Jakes Adeyinka for his commitment as a tutor of the school. The management of God's Time Secondary School for giving us their school hall free of charge. Let's celebrate them. The pastors of Rema Chapel Zaria for always giving us their church hall. And the ENI Protocol Department for always being there for us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Finally, I pray that the Lord will bless and keep you. That in this crooked and perverse generation, you will stand out as men and women of integrity. When Christ comes, you'll find us faithful and true. It is our prayers and desire that you will experience that with the experience we have gained with this first set, we'll be able to make the subsequent ones better in terms of organization, venue, and assessment. Long live ENI School of Ministry. God bless you and congratulations one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to specially congratulate all the students. You will have to be with them to really understand what it is that they have gone through. It's a 4-month program, but they spent 11 months. Hallelujah. 11 months of endurance, of training, of building. Praise the Lord. Now, part of the visions of this ministry is to impart knowledge and to use the tools of education, mentorship, and impartation to raise and train kingdom ambassadors in ministry, leadership, and even in the secular environment. I want you to know that we're a very visionary ministry. What you see today is only the seed compared to what God is going to be doing in the future. And we believe that part of the apostolic ministry is to be able to not only administrate and govern, but to build and to prepare people. Hallelujah. The apostle was encouraging the church and he said, thou which you have been given, he said, commit thou to faithful men. Hallelujah. You must commit it to faithful men. And it's my delight to see what God has done through the school of ministry. This is our very first set. And we have trained you. Please listen, students. There are 5 courses basically that we took. Pneumatology. It was aimed at equipping them, bringing them into an understanding of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And please understand that our school of ministry is not just for the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Our vision is to equip and to release kingdom ambassadors that will transform the world. In business, in government, in family, in the media, across every strata of society, to raise people who can make an impact in society. If our Christianity only ends by speaking in tongues and falling under the anointing, we will never transform the world. Hallelujah. The Bible says, go ye into all cosmos. Go into that system and bring in an ideology, a value system. Hallelujah. And what we are doing is consistent with scripture. The Bible says, Jesus taught certain people and after a certain time, he sent 70. He sent 12. He sent them with an anointing. He sent them with a message. And the Bible says they all returned. That means they understood what he taught them. They all returned rejoicing. And they said even the devils were subject to us through thy name. And so we thank God for pneumatology. It was a great course. And then we taught you on leadership. We believe that one key element that is lacking in our society and in the world, even the church, is leadership. We have many anointed people, we have many great men and women of God, but we have very few leaders. A true leader does not maintain followers, he raises other leaders. Hallelujah. And so it is with this sense of vision they were trained and taught different levels of leadership. And then we taught on ministry. Hallelujah. We touched on so many things, homiletics, the art of preaching, different aspects of ministry. Then we taught on personal transformation. I guess it was one of their best courses. Hallelujah. It was very powerful, discovering your uniqueness, different kinds of things, principles of personal transformation, spiritual growth, and every other thing. And we did teach them a lot of things. I believe that their lives were really reordered. The course is supposed to answer its name. It's supposed to transform you. And then we did finance. Hallelujah. We did a lot on finance. And their exams was very serious. It was. And you know, let me say something. I had the opportunity to appreciate them, I think within the last 2 or 3 weeks to this time, because I saw an increased level of unity. I saw an increased level of initiative. I had the opportunity to see some of them as they prepared for the exam. You will know that they had understood this thing. It wasn't because of certificate. Hallelujah. They read together, they prayed together, they prepared together, helping one another during the revision, you know, supporting one another and covering for one another. And for me, that was really the exam. Hallelujah. That was the exam, the preparation. And I can tell you our students are very intelligent. When I was marking their scripts, I was amazed. Their exam was like jam. Hallelujah. But they did exceptionally well. Exceptionally. I graded their whole set A. I mean, not everybody, but on an average. Hallelujah. Because of their performance, we had to just give award to a few people, and we're going to do that shortly, because they were really exceptional. They understood it and they deserve to be prayed for, and we have seen the wonder that God can do with any man who opens up himself. I saw many of them when they came in. Many came, but others could not endure for whatever reason. The Bible says, he that endures to the end. Hallelujah. So I want everybody, please rise and celebrate our students. Honor them. Please honor them, Koinonia. Rise and honor them. They are anointed. They have been trained. They have been built. We are proud of you. You are the seal of our apostleship, and we thank God for everything. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I taught you personal transformation, we discussed something called the graph of life. Hallelujah. And in that graph, my goal, please listen everyone, because this applies. The whole journey of a man's life is like a graph, and it can be broken into four different phases. Hallelujah. And we call the first stage the mourning stage or the learning stage. Hallelujah. And we put this to be the first 25 years of your life. And we call the second stage the earning stage or the investment stage. And that takes up the second 25 years of your life. Hallelujah. And that is the peak of your life, the peak of your youthfulness. And we call the third stage the stage of legacy, the evening stage. The third 25 years of your life. And the last stage, we called it rest. The last 25 years of your life. Are you listening to me? Please, everybody listen. Young or old, this is very important. And we taught the students that every man's life is broken into these four phases. What that means is that there is a season of your life when you should be preparing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and John remained in the wilderness until his season of appearance. That means he took advantage of certain Kairos seasons in his life to build, to equip. The morning stage of every man's life is when you get knowledge. That is the time when you can make mistakes and go scot-free. How many of you have seen a learner driving? If he makes mistake, you don't insult him because there is a big L behind his car. This is the morning stage. This is where a lot of us can make mistakes. It's like a baby trying to walk. This is where many of us may delay, may waste time and do a number of things. Listen to me. If at age 25, you are still trying to learn the basic principles that are required for life, for godliness, still trying to pursue your education, still trying to do everything, you are already behind time. Are you getting my point now? Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. Hallelujah. Once you are past 25 years, whether you are prepared or not, you enter the second stage of your life. And it is expected that at this earning stage, you begin to put to use all of the knowledge, all of the information, the revelation, the associations and the friendships that you have built. Are you getting my point now? All of the friends you have made, the destiny helpers you have made, all the people, the mentors around your life, all of the information, your days of prayer and fasting and kingdom building at this level. This is the level where you have the opportunity to get married. You have the opportunity to raise and train another generation. Hallelujah. It is at this stage you are talking of building your house. If you build a house at age 70, there is nothing honorable about it. Are you getting my point? If you buy a car at age 70, it's not Thanksgiving. That's a lot of sorrow. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:27, please. Lamentations 3:27. I just want to challenge us and then we'll allow our fathers to come and speak words of advices, and then we'll pray and bless the people. But I want to challenge someone tonight, because there are some of us that need to wake up. There are many of us who are playing around with our lives and allowing society to convince us that we are young. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:27 is projected. Can we read? Everyone, one to read. One more time. One more time. All right, put your name there where there is a man. One to read. The Bible says it is good for a man to bear his yoke. When? Because the glory of young people is their strength. Are you getting what I'm saying? That means that there are seasons in your life when the heavens are unusually open for you to accomplish certain things. You can stay awake through the night, studying and building. This is when you can make good friends, because not everybody has achieved that level of success that causes the deceitfulness of riches. So you can edit the people in your life and build quality relationships. And then you get into the second stage of your life. And that stage is the earning stage. If you are in ministry, that is when you will do kingdom exploits. That is when you will do great things for the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's when you raise and train your children. That's when you build them in the fear of the Lord. It's at that stage you are supposed to wave goodbye to certain things. Poverty, childishness, a life of sorrow and begging. Certain things should leave your life at that stage. And then you get into the third stage of your life, the evening stage. At that level, you are supposed to turn back and begin to mentor and give back to the generation. That is the season of legacy. Are you listening to me? That's when you should be building the institutes. That's when you should be building the libraries. That's when you should build schools and mentor the younger generation. That's when you should go into massive production of books, documenting your persuasions for the next generation to study. Hallelujah. But there are so many people who physically, they are already in the third season of their life. But in reality, it is at that level they are now trying to learn the principles of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it this way. It says, teach us to number our days. Teach us to take cognizance. Teach us to take advantage and maximize the opportunity for every day. Because he said the days are evil. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? There are many of us right now, inside and outside. Probably some of us just strolled here carelessly this night. We're just playing around with our destiny. Playing all kinds of gimmicks with our lives. Bad associations. Bad friends. Watching all kinds of things. Wasting away our destinies. The Bible says, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light. There are a number of parents in this place, and I want to challenge you. Don't let your children just live their lives the way they just want and say it's all right. They will end up being a liability to you in old age. There is a saying in my place. It says, a donkey gives birth to his child so that it will rest. Hallelujah. If a man at age 70, having children who are over 30 years, matured man, matured woman, there are some of you, even in your 30s, you are still staying in your parents' house. Getting up in the morning and insulting them and say, you didn't give me 2,000. Popsy, how far? You are not ashamed of it. You have entered the second phase of your life. Hallelujah. And we laugh at it. They call the guy a big boy. Or they call the lady this. There are lots of ladies. Now you are young. This is the time to build. Become a virtuous woman. This is the time to pay the price and not keep flaunting around. Every married man just comes. Every Tom, Dick and Harry comes and picks you, travels around. You may be speaking in tongues, but it's time to settle down. Playing all kinds of gimmicks with every guy coming. I have 10 guys who like me. Wait and see how many of them will marry you. By the time you are in your 30s, all the people who would have married you are already married. And the graph begins to bend. You are entering the third phase of your life. Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. Hallelujah. You don't want to use your pension to train your firstborn. I'm challenging you. There are many of us who we are not just serious. Tonight, God is talking to certain people. And I'm taking it very personal with the gentleman. Because you are the one who will be the head of the home. There are many of us, you don't know you are growing old. You are shaving every week and you can't read the handwriting on the wall. Hallelujah. Please take it serious. I really am not laughing tonight. This was the burden. This has been my contemplation, Pastor. Personal, I hate irresponsibility and laziness. Hallelujah. There are many of us, you are not doing anything about your finances. You are not doing anything about your life. We still play around. As big as you are, your whole vision is to buy a trainers. Your whole vision is to play computer game. What kind of life is that? All the brothers, tell yourself, wake up. Shout it, wake up. I want you to preach it to yourself, because this night, even as we graduate these students, this is a message. I know that God is talking to some of you. Some of you are playing around with what I'm saying, but there are some of you who are sitting down and you are saying, Lord, talk to me. I'm tired of childishness. The Bible says, when I was a child, I will never allow any irresponsible man to marry my daughter. If I'm a father, no way. You just come around strolling with your sad jeans and all kinds of chain and a very stupid haircut that already describes your ideology. And you bounce into the house and sit down and greet the father as if it's your mate. You say, I have seen a flower in your house. Go back. It's not a gardener. All kinds of things happening in our society. There must come a time in every man's life where you preach to yourself. You must become the prophet of your own life and lock the door and say, wake up. Joshua Selman, wake up. Let me tell you something in life. Time has a way of humbling any arrogant person who doesn't listen. Time. You can fight people, but you can't fight time. Time will gradually bend you till you kneel down. Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question. Look at yourself and backtrack 10 years before now. Can you look at your life today and say you have made structural improvements and advancement with your life? There are many of us, the only advancement is the birthdays you have been celebrating. You still have the same ideology. In fact, there's more trouble in your life now than there was 10 years ago because you are not listening. Some of us, it starts from our relationship with God. There are a number of people listening to me. We are just not serious. You go to church, you do everything. And to you, it looks like it's not a serious thing. And you want to get married. What will you do when your child is sick and there's no doctor to take care of the person? Hallelujah. What will you do when, God forbid, but something wrong like Job happens? You want to be a man. You want to be the head of your home. You want to be the priest of the house. And you are still playing gimmicks and childishness. Let me tell you the truth. When you stand to be married, nothing really changes. The same person who was misbehaving, it's just that you are a bunch of history on suit. And once they finish, you go back into your different mindsets. Brothers, I'm talking to you tonight. And God is speaking to you. The gentleman came. Where is he? Stand up. The writer. At his level in life, look at the remarkable accomplishments that he has made. We call that focus. It's not magic. Let me tell you, as many as people are in this place, I have the opportunity and the privilege of knowing a few people personally. And I know that there are people who are visionaries. But there are some of you, even a notebook to evaluate your life, you don't have. One notebook to evaluate your life. You've never gone for a retreat to lock the door and sit down. No video games, no nothing. Sit down and tell yourself, where am I going? Some of us came from families where we suffered. Some of us, while you were in school, you had to pay your school fees by yourself. Some of us are still paying our school fees. Is that the kind of heritage you want to give your children? Hallelujah. It's time to wake up tonight. Because God gave you the gift of time. Whatever you do with that time will determine your destiny. I refuse to be a failure in life. I will pay the price now. I will cry now. No matter what it will take. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words. Sing it one more time. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. It's time to wake up. Gentlemen, God is talking to you. Not us, you. God is telling you it's time to wake up. There are some of you here, the way you are seated, your own is that you are stubborn to a fault. Let me address it a bit. As you are sitting down, looking at me like this, stubborn to everybody. There are many of us who are giving our parents and our loved ones all kinds of headache. You are not adding any value in your house, but you are causing a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. You want to be treated as a king. You want to do, let me tell you something. The Bible talks about a child who disrespects his parents. It says his days will be cut short. How did he say? He will die in the midst of his days. There are many of us here. You collect money and tell lies and change figures. And some of our poor parents, they go selling their properties and send money and we collect it and feel like we are big boys. Living a life that you have not entered truly. Whereas you should spend time buying books and find out what is the secret to greatness in life. How can I come out of this weakness? Many of us are there stealing money from our parents. You tell your brother you've not paid school fees. You tell your uncle, they all give you the money. You gather it. In 2 weeks, you've blown it. Living a false life. As a student, you are wearing suits that even workers are not wearing. You think you are a big boy. You are foolish. Hallelujah. This is the problem with a lot of us. We are playing around. My father preached a message many years ago. The name of the message is Gambling with Destiny. This is how many of us are gambling with our destiny. Let me tell you something. If you are not being useful in the earth, there is no reason why you should continue living. Everything is sustained according to its ability to contribute to the earth. What are you contributing? God is asking you a question. Those of you outside, please listen to me very carefully. Whether you are sitting on the fence, whether you are standing where, just listen. Please, all the brothers stand up. Aside from our parents, all the brothers stand up. If you are not sure whether you're a man or woman, stand up. Join them. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Today, I make a commitment to be responsible with my life. Say in the name of Jesus. Today, I part ways with childishness. I part ways with irresponsibility. Say in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to pay the price, whatever it may cost me, to be a responsible person. I make a vow that I will be a blessing to the kingdom, to my family, to everyone around me. I make a commitment that my children will call me blessed. My wife will call me blessed. My generation will call me blessed. That's right. God bless you. Please sit down. Sisters, I want to talk to you now. You see, the way God designed this life, is such that you will always reap what you sow, not what your neighbor sowed. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. That means if you don't reap what you sow, except if the mercy of God comes in, you have mocked God. Hallelujah. I need to talk to the ladies. I was talking with my mom, pastor, and we spoke with my mom for over 20 minutes yesterday. And we were just analyzing the ladies in our generation. We're just talking with my mom. Hallelujah. And my mom was just expressing her concern. She was saying, Kai, there are many marriages. 2 weeks, they are not doing again. Let me tell you something. Most of what is making our ladies to run away from home, our parents went through 100 times it and they still remain. You are leaving home because the guy forgot your birthday. See that? I'm not doing again. How can he forget my birthday? Movie. Nigerian film. Facebook. WhatsApp. This is what it has re-engineered us out of wisdom into something else. It said, oh foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? This is not how you started. What happened? Who bewitched you? He called it bewitching. To cause you to err using the tool of deception. Hallelujah. Many things that look flamboyant. I tell you with all sincerity. I feel very sad for many ladies because the ideologies we have right now, I'm sorry to say it. I know it's not all of us, but there are many of us, if we don't repent and change, we are going to be bad wives and bad mothers. Hallelujah. An average lady will see a child fall down or a child poo-poo and she's holding her nose and running away. You want to marry? What in your opinion? There are many ladies right now, as you are seated here, there is a boyfriend in Ibadan. There is the one you met on Facebook in Wari. There is one in Kaduna. There's one around, maybe Koinonia or around. This one is the one that manages your immediate emotions. Don't laugh, oh. I'm talking to you tonight. Let me tell you. If God is God and you don't repent, you will see that you are investing in your future. And every investment yields in the future. You will not see the same thing you sowed. You will see a harvest. Hallelujah. There are many of us, maybe not here, but I'm saying, I'm preaching apostolically because many people will be listening to these messages. Troubling a family, a man has married his wife. He was in your presence. They say, what God has joined, let no man put asunder. Your own is more than asunder. You have created war. And you are happy. Sugar daddy, he's giving you money. Doing every kind of thing. I don't care whether you come out and give tithe here. Number one, you are entitled to go to hell. Let's even start from there. Number two, you cannot make a meaningful life. This is not the way of the kingdom. Hallelujah. There are many of us ladies.
talking, gossiping, that's our own. To settle down, focus on your future. We are always talking about what this person did. Have you had this? Just what is your own business? Everyone has his destiny. True or false? We have lost family values in our generation. Values of respect. Values of dignity. A lady will come and see men eat and she can't pack the plate. She's sitting in the midst of the men talking about football and feeling like a hot chick. And then one brother will come and he's carrying. Say, hey, please carry this one too. And the brother who has been looking at her will say, Lord, it's over. I've gotten the word. Thank you, Jesus. I've heard what you are saying. Later on, you see people running. Why is nobody coming? You think the brother, let me tell you, every brother is not looking for a preacher. I don't need a preacher in my life when I'm already preaching. I want peace. Shout peace. Singing choruses does not make a wife. Virtue makes a wife. Hallelujah. Many of us, there are many ladies here, you have never gone to sit down with a married woman or an elderly woman to say, Mommy, teach me. There are ladies here, as you are looking at me, you can't cook. You know it. The last person that ate your food lied to you and you were smiling. You too, you saw what you did. Does it look like what people are doing around? Many of us are just laughing. You think you are pretty and then that's all. Sorry. The beautiful ones have been born. So it will take more than beauty. It was when we were growing up, they say beautiful ones have not been born. So if all you eat, the only value you have to offer to your husband is a beautiful face, you are dreaming. You better wake up this night. See, it's when a brother wants to sleep with you or he wants to toast you. All he's looking for is a nice lady, figure 8. Let me tell you, men are looking for more than figure 8. They want a lady with 2 hands that can walk, a mouth that can talk, a brain that can think, eyes that can look and make quality decisions. Hallelujah. Many ladies are not virtuous. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm telling you from the depth of my heart. I watch some of us and I'm amazed. We are so rude. Rude to everybody. You say, I'm like that. Okay, continue. You ask yourself and marry yourself out. Very, very rude. Very hostile to everybody. Everywhere you go, you just believe you are a prima donna, you are a queen. Repent, oh, change and behave well. Some of us even have the guts and effrontery to believe that it's our destiny to marry men of God. And look at how you are behaving. You want to kill the man? You think God hates his servants like that? Let me give you an assignment, ladies. Go and find your mother or an elderly woman and carry package gift or a seed and go and drop it and sit down and say, Mommy, teach me how to be a woman. You don't become a woman by wish. You don't become a woman just by maturity. And let this mother open up her pain and use it as a template to teach you virtue. Tonight, some of us need to break some rubbish, garbages we're having called relationships. Relationship that from day one, you know it's not going anywhere. Before you started the relationship, the guy already wants to sleep with you. And he's doing all kinds of things. He is not qualified to be your husband. Don't pray about it. Let me tell you the answer. No. Run quickly. Hallelujah. Some of us even travel to all kinds of places. This is how people carry spirit from one person to the other. Hallelujah. God is talking to you tonight because He loves you. We must challenge ourselves. Ladies, if you don't do anything about your life now, you will not have any story to tell your children in the future. When they say, Mommy, tell me about your youthful days. You can only tell lies. Because it may be a story the children will not want to hear. Hallelujah. Will you tell your children that in my youthful days, I spent my time serving the Lord? I was a diligent woman with dignity and honor. I made a vow with my life. It's all right if you were living in the past before you got born again. But you must change. Hallelujah. Ladies, if you are listening to me, say amen.
Amen.
So you must wake up. You must wake up. Let me tell you the truth. There are some of us, the reason why you are not married is not because demons are stopping you. It's because God loves the person He wants to give you too much. Too much. God is a God of extreme justice. The brother cannot be tilling the vineyard, walking and doing everything, and the lady is there moving around and doing every kind of thing. And later, you ask an average lady the kind of guy she wants, she will first laugh and say he must be tall, dark and handsome. His eyelashes must lap to the end. I want somebody that when he smiles, I can see his teeth. I can do this. I don't want anybody spitting on the mic anyhow when he's holding it. You know, all kinds of things. The question is, are you prepared for that kind of man? Are you prepared for that kind of man? If you were God, will you give yourself the kind of man you want? If you were God. Selah. God is speaking to you tonight. Therefore, please rise up, every lady. Aside from our mothers, please rise up. Inside and outside, please rise up. This is a very honorable commitment. If you don't believe in what we are saying, don't worry, you don't need to talk. Because some of you, as you are making this commitment, the devil is going to be telling you, are you really serious about it? It doesn't matter what your past has been. This is why you came for Koinonia. It must change tonight. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I make a commitment tonight to be a responsible lady, to be a responsible wife, to be a responsible mother. I lay aside childishness and I begin to pay the price to be a virtuous woman. My husband will call me blessed. My children will call me blessed. In the name of Jesus. So look at me. Whatever price it would take for you to pay now, if you need to go for a catering school, go. Humble yourself. If your friend can cook and you cannot cook, one of the biggest kinds of deceit is self-deceit. When you lie to yourself. Praise God. One of the things we taught the students in personal transformation is how to acknowledge what you do not have and to learn how to receive it. There are some things you have and there are some things you do not have. You must take an inventory of what you do not have. Many of you, this your talkative attitude, let it die tonight in the name of Jesus. Talking about everybody, including your father and your mother. No respect for elders. You just speak. There are some of you, you talk rudely to your mothers and you insult them, lambast them and open the door and go out. And then you call your boyfriend and say, how are you? Say, somebody pissed me off. You better change. Both the diction and the attitude. Change everything. And become very responsible in the name of the Lord Jesus. Please sit down. This is how we transform our generation. By making quality commitments. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed tonight? Am I challenging you? Yes. Some of us, after this meeting, we need to send a text to our parents and tell them, Daddy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. The way I've treated you, I'm a changed person right now. The word of God has worked in my life. There's nothing embarrassing about it. It's like saying you are better today than you were yesterday. There's nothing embarrassing. There are many of us that need to apologize to people. One of the greatest, I think, aside from problem solving that I kept emphasizing for the students is the law of honor. And I've taught it here. The whole commandment is about honor. Honoring God and honoring men. That spirit that makes us dishonor people. Whether because we think we are colleagues or whether because we think we are friends, I command that spirit to live our lives forever. Many of us have missed out of prophetic opportunities because we cannot honor people. You look at your mother and father every day. You see people come and they are counseling them, and you have never knelt down to say, please lay your hands on me. Many of us have never packaged a gift. I told the students yesterday, when we finished our last class, I told them to send, although Bishop is not around, although Jakes is not around, I told them to send text to all of them and appreciate and celebrate them. We call that honor. Honor is the seed for access. Whatever you dishonor lives your life. Could this be why quality friends have left our lives? Could this be why many of our parents do not even pay attention again? I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Make this commitment. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Hallelujah. Make up your mind tonight that I will be different. Men may laugh at you, but let me tell you, you hold on. In the future, those same people will celebrate you. Are you getting what I'm saying? They may laugh at you. Many young people, if they see the mindset you have right now, they will laugh at you. You will look like a fool. But you hold on. The future will tell who is the fool. Hallelujah. Commit yourself. Commit yourself. Be responsible. By the grace of God, I have a spiritual responsibility over everyone in this house to make sure that I teach you the truth. And I may not have done my best, but God is my witness that I'm committed to making sure everybody receives the word. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm a very busy person, and you don't know what it takes to prepare a message. You don't just lie down and cross your leg and receive inspiration. Are you getting my point? You don't read a book or download an MP3 and listen. No. I preach an average of 2 to 3 messages every week. Aside from counseling, I was sleeping almost all through today. I didn't realize how tired I had been. My body got to a point that I knew that even if I pray for quickening, the Holy Spirit will not give me quickening again. It's just, He will tell me, lie down and be quickened. Listen, this is the price for somebody's destiny to change. I hope you value it. Because let me tell you, what you are receiving free today, you will pay for it tomorrow. You will pay for it. People send me text messages from all over. They have to download these messages. There are people every week coming in from Mina, coming in from Kaduna, Kano, Abuja, because they want to receive this word. The Bible says, the kingdom of God is like a treasure, a place where someone found a treasure and went, sold everything he had and bought the whole property. Do you value the things you are receiving? I've taught you on the Holy Spirit. We have talked on character. We have talked on finances. We have talked on family relationship series, all kinds of teachings. Purposely, I know the millions of naira we would have made if we're rolling our cities, and some of you work in other churches and other places, and you know how much it is that you will make. But everything is free because it's our commitment to pour everything to you. That means that if you are not faithful, the fault is yours. There are people who never had the opportunity to hear what we are hearing. But now that we are hearing it, do something with it. The Bible says, now that you know these things, happy are you if you do them. It's not just to know them. Hallelujah. So make a commitment, Koinonia. Make a commitment. Let childishness end tonight. I told you this. I don't believe in anything called adolescence or young adult. An adult is anybody who is not a child. Once you are not a child, you are an adult. Take responsibility. Hallelujah. He leads me and guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to the place of destiny. He leads me and guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to the place of destiny.
One more time.
He leads me. Guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to the place of death.
One more time. He leads me.
He leads me and guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to the place of death.
So, School of Ministry students, I congratulate you once again. For some of you, maybe after this night, we may never see again. Hallelujah. But I want you to hold on to these things that you have learned. If you hold fast to this truth, I assure you, no power in existence will stop you from becoming what God has ordained for you. Hallelujah. At this point, I'm going to invite Prof to come. He's going to just encourage you, speak a fatherly advice for a few minutes, and then Pastor Tula will come, will speak, and then we'll pray for you. Is that all right? Please, let's welcome Prof.
Praise the Lord. I say my father has spoken. You needed to hear. Is that not true? Praise the Lord. You know, I've said it over and over that you are a lucky generation. True, I wish when I was in ABU, I had an opportunity like this. Maybe you'll not see me in Zaria. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, for the graduates, seriously, when I came in and I was seated, I saw the radiant glory in you. And the Lord spoke in my spirit that it is from within that is radiating outside. So I know the Lord has deposited something inside of you to change this generation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it's the desire of every man of God to bring out people that will be greater than him. And I know it's the desire of our mentor here to see you greater than him. But if you must be that, I'll tell you one fact. That you are stepping into a shoe that the size is extra large. And if you occupy it, then you must move from comfort zone to the zone that, like Elijah, you must be fed by only angels. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is not by power, it is not by might. You see, you are the first people to leave this place. You see, what you will do will be the glory that will be attached to this school. You see, anytime you turn around the wall and hear great school, they talk about Cambridge. You see, it was the people they released to the world that helped make the name. And you see, when you touch the world, people will ask where the glory was bestowed upon you. And the place will be glorified. And I pray that wherever you are, you bring glory to God. And you also bring glory to this ministry. In the name of Jesus. You do things that people would like to identify with this ministry. In the name of Jesus. I know the Lord will use you all over the world. He will use you to touch the world. And what you have had today, take it very well. You see, I have a gifted a chemist that made a statement. He said that you become what you are in life by 1% of your endowment. and 99% perspiration. I don't know whether you understand what he's saying. Your ability will only give 1% to what you become. But the sweat you do is what that is going to make you great. I've seen, you know, scholars who come, you know, from the same class. You see, those that were on top when we were in the class will end up learning from the people who were just average students. And the reason, they obey this law. You see, there must, for you to become great, you must forget about your potential. And do what? With God, work hard. And that's why every class I enter, I tell students there are three things in life. You must honor God, you must be disciplined, and you must work hard. When any is missing out of this, you will never make impact in life. I pray that the Lord will deposit these three things in you, in the name of Jesus. I would like to celebrate you one day. Any city I go and I see you are linked with Cornelia, I would like to be linked with you. May the Lord take you and establish you in Jesus' name. And we pray many of you to join them in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Celebrate, Prof. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Tula is going to come up. He will advise you, but when it's time to pray, he's going to lead us in the prayer. So he has two functions. Please celebrate him. Please celebrate him. You shouldn't be sitting. Come on now. Hallelujah. Be seated. God bless you. I count myself very, very fortunate to see young men and women trained in ministry and are ready to exploit. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the devil. He will never do you anything. Are you hearing me? Just like a dog without teeth cannot do anything. Now, there was a day I sat down and I look at my life. I say, God, why didn't you reveal this thing to me when I was very small? Are you getting something? Now, why was I asking God this kind of question? Because the understanding, what the Holy Spirit has helped me to learn in ministry, I say, God, how I wish my years could have been rewinded back at least. Let me be just 20 years. Let me start from there. And when the apostle was just analyzing the stages of life, I have discovered that I'm still in the right place. Hallelujah. Sometimes you wish you carry your life and put it in somebody's life so that the person will really know how you can express yourself. You may not understand. You may laugh over it, but life, as he said, is in stages. And once it comes and you are in tune with the Holy Spirit and say, God, here am I, you will never get your mind again. You will discover your zeal, your everything is driving towards pleasing God. Look, let me tell you, I have a lot of stories for my life, but I've discovered all these 54 years that I've lived, nothing pleases me as serving God. Nothing. I told my children, I said, look, the best life to live is to serve God. And if you have somebody who will sit you down and say, be careful with life, thank God. We grew up in families that they don't know God. They are hidden. We struggle on our own. Anywhere we hear the sound of the gospel, we bounce into it. Whatever we get, whether garbage or anything, we swallow it. But God in his mercy filter all those things. And today we are what we are. By the mercy of God. For you to have been hearing this kind of sound teaching, sound warnings from the throne of grace, please take it with all seriousness and your life will never remain the same. I want to round up with this. I came to Zaria in 1979. So long, Zanoso. At the age of 16 years. When I was coming, my father, who was a stark unbeliever, and I've been praying for him to repent. After many years, I went to him and called him. I said, "Dad, what kind of a human being are you? Can't you repent?" I was very bold to talk to him. He called me and said, "My son, come here." He said, "No human being on this planet that doesn't know that there is God. But everybody inherited something from his father." I said, "What have you inherited from his father?" He said, "His father's traditional religion." From that day, I stopped praying for him. I know that he knows what he's doing. When I was about to leave the village, he called me and said, "My son, come here. I have nothing to give you. But I will give you 3 words. And these words will guide your life. And you will become somebody tomorrow." Say number one. Anybody that's senior in life, respect that person. Number two, don't be a drunkard. Because a drunkard never keeps anything for his life. Number three, flee away from women. Because a woman can reduce you to nothing. And these are the words that keep on ringing in my life and shaped my destiny. And I've discovered the best way to live is to cling to Jesus. And by the grace of God, I will die for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. God will bless you. These things you are hearing will never go in vain. You will stand tall among your equals. In the name of Jesus. Look, it doesn't really matter what is happening to you. Tomorrow is better than today. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with your destiny. It is well with your life. You will never die a sinner. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Alright, very quickly, let me ask all the students, please come out. This is a very prophetic moment right now. Please, I want all of us to participate. Just begin to pray in tongues where you are, everybody inside and outside. This is a very, very prophetic moment right now. Please, everyone, just begin to pray in the spirit. Something will come upon your life and you will never be the same. Never be the same. Something will come upon your life and you will never, never, ever be the same. Something will come upon your life. It will mantle you for excellence. Moses said, "I desire that my spirit will fall even upon all of them." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Paul, speaking to his son in the gospel, Timothy, said, "Neglect not the gift of God that is in you, which came by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." That means something happens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tula is going to lead us. Pastor Williams, please come. Prof. Sir, please, can you come under this heavy corporate anointing? We are going to be praying for you and prophesying. The Bible says, "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me." The Spirit entered. Pastor Sir.
Rekababa In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, I want you to understand one thing. When God called Abraham, He said, walk before me and be blameless. I'm going to raise nations out of you. I'm going to bless you, and you are going to be a blessing. We are going to prophesy into your life that henceforth ministries will come out of you in the name of Jesus. You will never remain alone. You will duplicate yourself into millions in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord will be upon you for good in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to prophesy into your life that the God of heaven that has called you into ministry, that has caused you to pass through this school of ministry, He will bless you in the name of Jesus. And whoever God bless stands blessed. Nobody will curse you in the name of Jesus. We are going to prophesy into your life that henceforth you will be a blessing. You will be a blessing. You will be a blessing. And to everybody around you will be a blessing. Even the unbelievers, you will be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Let's begin to prophesy into their lives. Let's begin to prophesy into your life. Let's begin to prophesy into their lives. Rababa, rababa, rabo sekana. Le kane prane basua ta rababa kabo sekeneba. Le prana baba sua bane bane kanda rababa sua baba yeka. Le prana baba sua ta rababa. E kane prani baba sua bane kanda rea. Le prana baba sua baba yeka ta rabara. Rabrana baba sua baye kereba ni prani baba. Le prani baba sua bane prani kanda rababa kuba baba ya. Le prani baba sua baba ne prani kanda rababa ya. Kamani prani baba sua ta rababa kabo. Le prana baba. E kabani prani baba sua. E kani prani baba sua taraka boliaba. Kamani prani baba sua bari boli prani kanda prani baba sua. Rabana prani baba kanda prani baba sua bane pra. Le prani baba sua ta rababa kanda prani baba ba. Le bani prani baba sua ta raba. E kana raba sua baba ni prani baba sua mama. Le kani prani baba sua ta raba ba kuro baba sua ba. Declare to yourself that you are a blessed person. Yera katara baba sua baba le promosia. Be baba na prani baba sua ba ya ne kam prani baba sua. Le prani baba sua ba ra baba kam prani baba sua. Rekanda la baba sua ba ni prani baba sua ta la baba. Baba yera kanda la baba. Ye baba yera la baba. Ye baba baba yera la baba. Se geri baba. Oh glory. Ye mama ande kayanda rabosaba. Endara baba kusse baba ya bali baba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to prophesy into your life In the book of the Gospel of according to St. John, chapter number 15, verse 16, the Bible says, Jesus declares there that you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and I've ordained you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last. You will never cast your young. You will never abort your ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by their corporate anointing in this place, I declare to you that you will never be a fallout. In the name of Jesus. Ye mama 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 mama. Ricardo babu swanta liba balibra. God is saying, grab as much as you can. Because the power that is coming upon you, your physical body cannot be able to contain it. Your physical body cannot be able to contain it. Every limitation is breaking out now. Every limitation is breaking out now. You are mounting up with the wings like the eagle. You are mounting up into the prophetic ministry. You are mounting up into a destiny. Baba In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear this one. Thus says the Father, before you were born, I know what you will become. I have ordained you. I'm sending you to nations. You will break them with the iron rods. And the Bible says, don't look at their faces. Don't fear their faces. Don't fear their faces. Their faces may be horrible, but you are standing in the office of the Almighty God, declaring the heavens on high. Heaven will back you up. I said heaven will back you up. Heaven will back you up. In the name of Jesus. Heaven will confirm every utterance from your mouth. In the name of Jesus. No demon will stand before you. You will not only command them, you will speak to them and they will obey. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have been under authority, God is releasing authority upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to declare it now. Begin to declare it now. Begin to declare it now. Receive the power. Receive the authority. Receive the glory.
Holy Spirit. Reka Darabos.
Hallelujah. My goodness. The thing that God is doing in this place is mighty. You will never be the same. Never ever be the same. Hallelujah. You see, let me tell you something. This is what happens to a man that turns that man to become another thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our daddy has spoken, and I knew that he was speaking from the depths of his heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please hold your hands together. I want you to receive something now. Hold your hands and lift it up. I never called myself into the apostolic ministry. I've said it again and again. An apostle is not a pastor. It's not a teacher. The apostolic office is a governmental office. Hallelujah. You have been taught this and you know. And I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Please hold your hands and lift it up. Hold your hands. I want to prophesy from the depths of my heart. My prayer had been that something will leave me and enter you. Hallelujah. And it will enter you. Please lift your hands. Father, I stand in this office that you have given by grace. And I pray upon these ones. You told me that there will be a transference of spirit. Right now, under this apostolic office. Take it now. 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 Governmental authority. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. The power to heal the sick. Take it now. Every door that opens for us, let it open for you from today. The ability to speak and change situations. Take it now. Take it now. Wisdom. Receive an impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Receive an impartation of the spirit of leadership. Receive an impartation of the spirit of courage. Receive an impartation of the unction to prosper. Let the mantle of prosperity come upon you. Grace for intimacy. I open up your spiritual ears. Hear the voice of the Spirit. Hear the sounds of heaven. Everything you lay your hands to do, I command it to prosper. Prosper in business. Prosper in ministry. Prosper in your job. I forbid you from begging. I forbid you from begging. Whoever you pray for will be healed. Whoever you deliver will be delivered. Whoever you prophesy over, the heavens will honor you. Go and teach with power. I command the spirit of revelation to come upon you. Let your eyes be open to access the mysteries of the word, a comprehension of the workings of the principles of the kingdom. Receive it. All the mantles that God has put upon this house, receive it. The mantle of the presence of God, take it now. The mantle of wisdom, take it now. The mantle of prosperity, take it. The mantle of uncommon favor, take it right now. Everywhere you go, may the presence of God follow you. Everywhere you go, may you be a light. Tonight we call you ambassadors, representatives of the government of heaven. For those of you who in the future will pioneer churches, we prophesy that they will grow. You will never struggle in ministry. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all kinds of ministries we prophesy, may they prosper. Let your hands be anointed from today.
You will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. The same results you see in this house, may it begin to work in your life. In the name of Jesus, every limitation that followed you from the past, as our Father has spoken, we shatter it right now. Every covenant, every power, every limiting force from your background, from your village, from your father's house that wants to stop you, in the name of Jesus, I set it on fire. Every power that does not want you to get married, that said you will not break ground, tonight we come as carpenters and we judge that horn. We judge that horn. We judge that horn. You will do business and prosper. You will do ministry and prosper.
Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Let his praise be lifted up.
Call you blessed in the name of Jesus, blessed beyond any curse in the name of Jesus, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tonight, in the presence of heaven, we graduate you as successful students of ENI School of Ministry. In the name of Jesus, we graduate you with an unction for possibilities. We graduate you with wisdom. We graduate you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Become ambassadors of the kingdom. Become ambassadors of this ministry. Become ambassadors of your families. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please rise up, celebrate one another. It's finally done. Congratulations. Hug one another. God has done it. You have come to the end. Please celebrate yourselves. It's a journey worth it. Please help them. Help them. Just direct them. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate them. They have done a great work.
Let our King be
this time of impartation. We thank you for wisdom. They will never be the same. They are no more students. They have become colleagues. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please be seated, everyone. Let's hurry up so we can finish up. There's still one or two things. Hallelujah. Let me call Shade for a function. Please celebrate her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On behalf of the leadership of the house, I want to congratulate you, graduates of ENI School of Ministry. Congratulations again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like Daddy rightly said, you all did very well. Everyone did very, very well. But then amongst us, there were three people, I would say, that did extremely well. We're all good. Praise the Lord. Okay? And I would like to call... I'll begin from our second runner-up for the year 2014. Please, I'd like you to clap like you've never done before. As in, this one is not just chemistry, this one is Bible. You know, most of us just feel we know the word. But then when we're asked to do some things, that's when you know that, okay, there are some things that don't just come by. Praise the Lord. Like Daddy said, like by inspiration. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have my second runner up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Calm down, all is well. Amen. I have my second runner up, and to present the gift to the second runner up, that's the third position, is I actually have the honor to do this. Please celebrate God for me as I welcome my beloved husband to do this. Thank you very much. Please, if you are not jealous, celebrate God. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's my fine bubble. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have our second runner up. We have Bello Andrew Meridian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, sir. And more grace for you as you climb up the ladder of ministry. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have our first runner-up for the year. Please celebrate God before I call her small. Amen. Abba. Ladies, we are doing something now. Abba. Hallelujah. Please, with Jesus' joy. Okay, sorry, I would like to welcome Daddy. Please, I would like to welcome you. Is it Prof, sir? Is it Prof? You're welcome, sir. Please, I'm sorry. Please celebrate God's servants again. Alright? And the student to be presented this beautiful gift to is no one else but Adams Matilda Blessing. Please celebrate for Lady Papa. Celebrate God. This is beauty plus praise. Beauty plus praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you and increase you greatly. Amen. Everybody should take a real pause here as we to present the gift to this person. I'll call our daddy, Professor Mari, upstage. Daddy, you're welcome, sir. Praise the Lord. Okay. Women, we are doing something. We have Ares and Racinello. Celebrate with your not jealous. Celebrate God's glory, God's I'll reserve my comments. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless us all in Jesus' name. Now, this is a challenge. I guess we should be provoked by this subsequent students that come for the School of Ministry. Please, let's always know that there is a price for being the best. Amen. Remember, Daddy always talks about competence. There is a price for competence. Amen. The Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Brothers, don't mind them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, please listen up. We're going to go into a very important session right now. The presentation of the certificates, and I want us to quickly celebrate Pastor Williams, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, please, I want you to be very smart. The moment when we call you, just come out very, very, very quickly. Very quickly, shake Pastor Williams. Are we going to snap? Huh? Oh, yeah, Oga photographer, position yourself quickly. Please, when we call you out, no laziness, no sluggishness, come out quickly, shake him, snap, and go back. Abolarin Marion, Abosede. Quickly, quickly, please. Abo, Isaac, Abo. Congratulations. When you come, just turn around and look at him. Tabat, Abraham, Felix. Abubakar, Grace, Christos. Adams, Matilda, Blessing. Adeboye, Benjamin. Aluole, am I right? Ah, okay. Adejo Faith. Adekande Precious Chum. Adoy Clement. Adoy. Please, quickly, quickly, quickly. Felix Dora Afolabi. Afolabi Olayinka Samuel. Agada S. Agada. Ahmed Ola Abiola. Ajose Gloria Oiza. Gloria. Ako Roslyn. Sharam. Obe Danjuma A. Abel Alisa. The other name, I don't know how to pronounce it. Alessandra. Asele Agum Abel. Please, if I butcher your name, forgive me. Ata Obadiah Johanna. Awe Abiodun Ebenezer. Oshas. Aegba Sylvester Atai. Bako Suzy Sabo. Please, quickly, quickly, quickly. If you're under the anointing, just try, please, and come and collect. Chinemi John. Bello Edriel Nuruddin. Elijah Kende. Must you know them to clap? Clap. Emmanuel Taiwo. Yerima Yusuf David. Ehoche Joshua Obiabo. Ilibu should smile on this picture. Don't disgrace us. Smile. Isaac Oluwa. Oluwa what now? Ikwe Greg. Ilya Lange Haruna. Ishaka Abel O. James Joseph. Make sure you don't collect another person's certificate, please. Janet Kande. Janet Kande. Is she here? Okay. John Julius A. Is it? Help me. Michael. Your initials are K.I. Who are you first? Eh? Is it Kumeko or Kumeko or something? Ah, Preaban. No way. No way, Preaban. Ojoro. Lawal Taiwo. Ajibola. John Maria. Is it Maria? Marion? No, Maria. Okay, Maria, yes, correct. Teresa Chinyere. Musa John Daniel. Alice Nankusong. Wachuku Kenneth I. Ogbonna Deborah Chinasa. Ogeni Alice. Who is that? Oh, I hope I'm calling the right name. Oops, not around. Okalo Priska Chidimma. Victor Kende. Olisa Jesslyn Emanuela. Please hurry up. Omale Shedrack Akko. Ondoma Patience. Adetola Tolu Owulabi. Prayer band. Raphael Ehiabi or something. Clement Aleojo Sarah. Tijani Faith. Joseph Elijah A. Uja Lawrence. Lawrence. Simeon Youngs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Hallelujah. For those of you who clap for only those you know, after all the preaching we have been preaching, may God forgive you. You will come and do it too, and when is your turn? I hope you are in a department where they know you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me use this opportunity to really celebrate our Father, Prof. Please appreciate him. Thank you, sir. We will never take it for granted.
Hallelujah. Please help me with a standing ovation. Appreciate Pastor Tula. We love you. We honor you, sir. We honor you. We honor you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Help me celebrate Pastor Williams. Hallelujah. Shade, it's not your fault. Help me appreciate Mr. Ojeleye, please. Shade's husband. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to round up right away. Next week is miracle service for the month of March. An opportunity to prove to the devil and principalities and powers that God is still alive. Hallelujah. Please invite your friends, invite everyone. The venue will be CGC here. Hallelujah. Let me have the announcements, please. If this is your first time worshiping with us inside and outside, if this is your first time of worshiping with us here at Koinonia, please, I want you to jump up on your feet and just run out here. We love you. We honor you inside and outside, no matter how far. Please celebrate them, Koinonia. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Don't wait for anybody. You are the first to come here. Thank you. We have a prayer and we have a prophecy. Thank you, mommy. Thank you for coming. Koinonia, celebrate them till they come. Please motivate them. Hallelujah. Hold on, please. Immediately after I pray for these people, please, protocol, come and take this off. We are going to snap with all the students. We'll do it right here. I don't know how you can push this speaker away, please, so that we'll have a very beautiful picture with all of them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After the grace, they can do all their snapshots. Thank you so much for coming. Celebrate them again, Koinonia. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Today was our graduation for our students. We thank you. This is Koinonia. We honor you. We appreciate your coming. Hallelujah. You will never be the same again. We want to pray for you and stretch our hands to you. I want you to know that we are anointed. When we bless you, you are blessed. Saints of God, stretch your hands and just prophesy. Thank you, Father, for their lives. They are blessed in the name of Jesus. They are moving from glory to glory, from grace to grace. Whatever challenge you came here with, in the name of Jesus, we command that it leaves your life forever. You are blessed. We bless you with a hunger for spiritual things. We bless you with breakthrough in every area of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you once again. We celebrate you for coming. Please, we'd just like you to kindly follow the ushers, the lady waving her hands, who have your information. And you'll be back right away. God bless you. Thank you very much.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Trinity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Trinity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life and life.